Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from Syntech in Scottsdale at the Embassy Suites, where ASBA has gathered fantastic business owners and an opportunity to showcase technology today. And we're just having an occasion to connect with people, get them on air, and hear a little bit about what they're up to. And I could not be more pleased to be sitting down with Nathan Fulmer with Infusionsoft. Nathan is their regional partner manager. And with us also today is my partner in crime, John Deiter, with John Deiter Solutions. John hosts his own show at the studio called Business Solutions Radio. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Karen.
This absolutely. Cool to be here. So happy to have you here. So as it usually happens, I start to have a conversation with somebody off air, and then I want to stop the conversation midway because it gets so juicy and so fun, and I want our listeners to hear about it. So we may not repeat everything, but can you tell us a little bit about Infusionsoft first for somebody who might be under a rock and isn't familiar with Infusionsoft?
Sure.
And then we'll talk a little bit about how you landed there.
Okay. So Infusionsoft, we're a homegrown company. We started in Chandler, Arizona, and quickly grew to a $100 million a year business. And really what we're known for is we created the first all-in-one sales and marketing automation software designed exclusively for small businesses. And so that's what we do, but why we do it is the company is really just about reducing the failure rate of small businesses in the world. The why is just so important to us. So yeah, we have a lot of exciting things happening in 2018 that we're pretty pumped about.
And you yourself,
yeah.
How did you land at Infusionsoft?
Oh boy. So I had spent, almost 10 years in banking and was just the most disenfranchised corporate employee ever, right? And I broke away and my name had somehow gotten floated to this VP at a business process outsourcer that was here in Phoenix. And they were small and they were a boutique, but he was looking for someone to help him kind of regenerate their sales and marketing strategies because they'd had one new customer in like 7 years. I mean, it was awful. Yeah. So that's what we did. And I mean, it was so bootstrapped. And I mean, basically the operation was him going to events, bringing back business cards, and then me doing all the follow-up and setting up meetings and all that good stuff. And we had no systems.
I'm poking John.
Yeah.
He's all about systems.
Yeah. So under the table, I'm kicking him in the shit.
Right, yeah.
But we had no systems. We were using a ticketing system that our IT guys were using as a CRM, and it was awful. I always equate it to like you're trying to chop down a tree with a hatchet, right? Like you'll get the job done, but you're going to be there a while, you know, kind of thing. And so I started doing some research, and there really wasn't a lot out there. I mean, you had the usual flavors from the big companies, you know, the Salesforce and Microsoft Dynamics and that kind of thing. But I came across this company called Infusionsoft, and I was like, hey, you know, I think I know a couple people that work there. Let me check that out. And so we did a demo, and we were blown away by what it could do because we knew immediately how we could apply it to the things that Ian and I were doing, which was him getting out to events, capturing leads, and it was all about follow-up. And we're like, okay, this is going to solve so much for us. And so so we implemented it. We got going. And that was, so I started with a company in August and we had everything up and rolling by, October. And so we went from no leads into the system to 60 days later having 5,000 contacts in our database.
And you can directly attribute that to
Infusionsoft. Oh, it wasn't going to happen without it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it was game changing is an understatement. It was like we had discovered fire.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, 5,000.
Yeah.
Amazing number.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
So
and then in December.
Control.
Yeah. Oh, big time. And then in December, the company pivoted. Essentially, we were bought by this IT company. And it was actually the business's other business, if you will, absorbed what we did. And the weekend before Christmas, they laid us all off.
Painful.
Yeah. It was. And that was the first time ever. You know, I'd never been laid off, and I'd never been fired for that matter. And so I was the kid. I started a business myself when I was in high school, mowing lawns and, you know, doing all that thing to keep myself supplied and guitars and skateboards. But you know, I was a worker, and so it was a tough spot to be in. And I relocated my family to downtown Phoenix, and when that happened, I knew there was only one thing I wanted to do, and that was sell that software and be involved with that software somehow.
To work for Infusionsoft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's it. I didn't know. I legitimately did not apply anywhere else.
I can understand that because you saw what the benefit was. And there's no better way to get the passion for something than experiencing it.
Oh, for sure. And that was the biggest thing for me is after having spent so much time in banking and becoming disenfranchised, that disenfranchisement really was driven by the frustration of not believing in what I was doing was making a difference. And so when I came across Infusionsoft and I saw what they were doing and then I saw the immediate impact that it had, you know, what we were doing at that little boutique business process outsourcer, I knew I was like, I believe in this so much. And at the time we were doing our research into the software, you know, we got familiar with their core values and what they were about and kind of what the culture was like at the company. So it was really a no-brainer for me.
Good. So it was a no-brainer to want to work for there.
Yeah.
And they took you.
Yeah. That wasn't...
wasn't as smooth as that?
It wasn't.
how hard was that?
I knew it was incredibly competitive. A friend of mine worked on the sales team there, and he told me that being on the sales team at Infusionsoft was like being at the New York Yankees, right? Like, the worst guy on the team was better than the rest of the league. You know, your expectations were huge because it was a rapid growth company, and hitting goals was not enough. That's not enough.
Wow.
And that really attracted me. And so I had my first phone interview. I'll never forget her. Her name was Andrea Kitchen. She just annihilated me.
Oh.
I mean, just tore me to shreds to the point that it was so bad that after I hung up with her, I had to call my mom.
Oh, no.
That's great.
And I was just, I was like, well, that was fun. I completely ruined that. And what am I going to do? I didn't apply anywhere else. And oh my gosh. And then 2 days later, I get a phone call saying, hey, this is Andrea Kitchen. I wanted to invite you to do another interview with our director of sales. And I was like, are you kidding?
Are you kidding?
I'm like, Nathan is who you're calling, right? Nathan Fulmer is the right guy. And to this day, she still works there. She's on our product team. And I make sure that on my anniversary every year, I tell her, I was like, this is the anniversary of when you just completely annihilated me.
I was going to say changed my life, like, in a good way, but you're still hammering her for being a hard interviewer.
So bad. It was wretched. Yeah, and I'm a military guy. You know, I went in the military right out of high school, and I did some pretty fun things and some pretty hard training. So even coming from that, I thought that the experience was brutal. But afterwards, you know, I started working with a company, and my journey as what we call an Infusionite was a lot like the small businesses that we serve.
Yeah, speak to that.
Because
I know before we came on air, you were alluding to that. Like, it just, having owned your own business, you've been through.
Yeah. What? Yeah. And I had a mentor tell me, like, only the worthy will achieve. And what he always meant from that is, you know, life is just going to test the heck out of you. And if you're the guy that can just keep getting back up and keep getting back up and keep, then you'll be worthy of that achievement of making those steps that other people, you know, don't, because they give up. I had started this company, you know, at Infusionsoft, and I had been on employment. I have two kids. I'd never been on employment. It was while helpful, didn't do anything to really solve any of my problems. And I just relocated, so my cash flow sucked, and I was just in a bad spot. Vulnerable. Part of our culture at Infusionsoft is we have this amazing cereal bar.
An amazing cereal bar.
Every cereal you can imagine we have.
Oh my gosh.
And a refrigerator full of milk. And
cold milk.
Cold milk. One of the guys that I went through the on-ramp experience with at Infusionsoft, also known as a corporate detox, teased me because every time he saw me, I was eating cereal. And he's like, what? Every time. I look at you. You have a bowl of cereal in your hands. And what he didn't know, what I didn't tell anybody, is because that's all I had to eat.
Legitimately?
Legitimately. Because what I did have went to the kids, covered, you know, kept a roof over the head, and that was it. It was survival time.
And most every small business owner can relate to that.
Yep.
In the beginning.
And that's why we have the cereal
bar. Sometimes for 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Or longer?
Yeah. And that's why we have the cereal bar, because it's part of our culture as a company. If that's where we came from.
Incredible.
You know? So a lot of what we have in Infusionsoft in our building draws its roots from our path as a company to our AstroTurf field that we have in the middle of our headquarters, which is well known. I mean, gosh, so much. Socks. down to socks, you know. Yeah.
You know, when you talk about the interview process,
yeah,
it sounds like they really created that to make sure that they're bringing in people that are going to fit the culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly something that when I talk about implementing EOS is you've got to hire the right people first.
You do.
And you have to share that culture and share the values. And looks like she put you through the ringer. And,
yeah.
And that's,
yeah. Well, and it's mindset too, right? It's you know, owning a small business, it's not enough to be good at something. That's not it, right? There's a difference between self-employed and a small business owner. I remember in our on-ramp experience, Clay came in and was talking to us, you know, and this is, you know, day number 8 at the company. And I remember very vividly, he looked everybody in the eyes and he said, "It is not enough to merely hit your goals here. That's not what we do. And to have the impact that we need to have in the world of small business, we have to do more." And so, you know, be very, very honest with yourself about whether or not that's something you can commit to. And being the, you know, alpha military guy that I am, I was like, just let me at him.
I'm on it.
I'm escrow. Yeah.
He was intentionally trying to make sure that you don't want to leave now.
Right.
And that you're in it for the long haul.
Yeah. Well,
actually trying to talk you out of being there if you don't fit it. Yeah.
That's actually something unique about the company that I've never seen anywhere else either, is we actually incentivize people to quit before they start. So when they go through their on-ramp experience, we give them an out. I don't want to say too many details. I don't want to give it away. But we give them an out. Said, you know, hey, it's cool if it's not for you. We'll make it an easy decision for you.
Again, it shows who's got the grit, who's got the teeth to stick with it, and is going to rise to the occasion.
Yeah,
that's a very human thing to do, too, when you think about it.
Totally.
Somebody that gets in the wrong job, and they're going to be miserable, and they're going to eat away at your culture. So
absolutely.
Yeah, very good point, right? Yeah. And obviously, that's John's specialty as an EOS implementer, is making sure that people don't have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So as regional partner manager, having been a small business owner, What is your role, and what's your favorite part of it?
So I spent about a little over two years on the direct sales team with Infusionsoft, and I felt like I had mastered the role.
Well, let's not be humble. I think you told me before on air in the first month, 200%.
217%. To be exact.
And it didn't stop after that.
No.
That was just the beginning.
No.
So you outgrew this role after how long?
I stayed in it for 2 years. I'm a training geek, man. Like I really love learning and perfecting a skill set. I just do. And so I was at Infusionsoft at a really, really cool time, you know, where we had some pretty just amazing people teaching us different things. This guy named Skip Miller has a cool book. He's got a company called M3 Learning. And Skip is like, if Al Pacino and Rodney Dangerfield had a baby, it's Skip Miller. I'm not kidding.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to.
He talks like
that.
This, and you get it or you get it. You know, that's Skip in a nutshell. But I had a friend, the same friend who teased me about eating cereal all the time, and on-ramp that was in charge of training for the company. So when Skip would come to town, he would teach group sessions to the sales guys, but then he would also have one-on-one sessions available for people who wanted to come in. And so Brian, being my buddy and feeling guilty that for teasing me for, you know, existing on cereal, always made sure that I had a slot with Skip. So I learned a lot from Skip, and then I became kind of like the Mikey of Life Cereal for Infusionsoft, where they would want to try a new strategy or they want to try a new tool that they were
Mikey
using.
Like,
the consult
like
are like,
it.
Give
Let's
it to Nate. He'll do anything.
Right?
Yeah, he'll try it all. And I kind of became that guy for the floor where it was like, okay, if it passes Nate's test, we'll adopt it, kind of thing. And there was one in particular that we created. It was called the Small Business Success Method, which just, it was such a productive tool. I questioned if it was ethical because it was so effective.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Are they still using that tool?
A
it's
variance.
Probably morphed, yeah.
It's evolved, yeah. It's evolved, and you have to evolve, right? So anyway, there was plenty besides crushing my goals to keep me occupied in the sales role, but it did reach a point where it was kind of like, okay, what do I want to do next? I was approached when they had an opening on the partner team, which was managing our certified partners, and the program was undergoing massive changes, and they needed people on the team that had a different mindset and a different outlook, right? Fresh eyes, common saying. And so I joined that team. This November was a year, so it's been about 18 months. So, yeah. So now I work with 200, rough, give or take, of our certified partners in the central United States. That includes Arizona, oddly enough. So it's kind of Arizona over to Texas and then up through the Midwest into Wisconsin and Michigan.
Are these partners individuals, or are they businesses that have multiple employees that are doing
mixed bag? So you've got your, you know, your kind of solopreneur, digital marketer kind of person as a certified partner, all the way up to full blown agencies.
And they're doing the implementation of your software.
They are. Or, yep. Okay. Yep. So you've got, you know, some specialties, you know, and that's really the thing that we're trying to teach is the importance of having a market segment, right? Because marketing automation 4 years ago, you know, if you were certified in Infusionsoft, if you were just a partner, that was enough for you to build a heck of a business.
Yes, just, it was.
There wasn't anybody doing it, right? It was a small pool. Now it's a rather large Me Too club, right? The company's grown and we're global now, right? So that's not enough to build your business off of. And the complexities of the software are even going away. So if you built your business off of helping people understand how to use it, it's our job to put you out of business, essentially, right? So yeah, it's and that's the cool part is it's now, like when I sold Infusionsoft, it was great because I was helping someone open their eyes to how they could leverage sales and marketing automation in their business and give them the path, right? This is the path, because that's really the hardest part. It's not the software, it's understanding how to leverage it in your business, like where specifically.
Sure.
But then after they came on board, I was done with them, right? I never saw them or talked to them rarely ever again. I gave them to someone else. And with being a partner manager, I am a full-time consultant for these businesses now, right? And there's 200 of them. I mean, realistically, about 30 of them kind of dominate 80% of my time, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's fun. I've learned a lot.
Oh, I bet.
About myself and yeah, it's been an amazing growth opportunity for sure.
And your favorite part of it, what would you say that is?
Oh man, that's a tough. It's like asking me who my favorite kid is.
Don't have to answer that.
Yeah, I don't know that I could. I don't think I can put my finger on one thing. The one thing I can tell you is, I think it's what I learned about the importance of mission and values, mm-hmm. and purpose. So in Infusionsoft, those are very prominent, big time, right? So I adopted that with partners. You know, you can't really fire partners, right? It doesn't work that way. And when you're a partner manager, like when you have sales employees, you have two ways to motivate people, right? You have a stick and you have a carrot. But you can choose when you want to use which one of those as an option. With partner managers, or with your partners, your only tool is influence. So you're playing a completely different game. And how do you make that connection with 200 people who don't know you? And so we were the worst territory when I took over it.
Really?
Yep. So I consulted a lot of people. I actually had a one-on-one with Clayton Mask, our CEO. And that's one of the coolest things that I love about my company. I can book time with Clayton right now and go sit down and talk with him and come up with some really, really solid ideas. And it's that way for every executive at our company.
Nice.
Right? So I went and I sat down with Clayton. I told him what I was thinking about and what I wanted to do and kind of what was on my mind. And he gave me some advice. And so I took that and I created our own subset of values within my region.
To work for you guys specifically.
This is what we're going to be about, guys.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do and this is what we're not going to do. And one of them, and you know, and I wanted to be hip with the cool kids, so I started hashtagging them, right? Because it's not real if it's not hashtagged.
Right.
So, you know, one of them was progress, not perfection, right? And it's just understanding you've got to be a little bit better. That's it. Every single day, right? And then the other was best ever. And that was easy to misunderstand, but what I was trying to get these guys to understand is that every day in their business, they needed to be the best they'd ever been at it in some way. Could be they checked their mail better than they ever checked it before, right? It didn't matter, but just be better every single day. And incrementally, you will start to notice a difference and a change. And our guys started to really own it. And they started calling it out. And we have our motto for the region was Central Leads the Way. And I remember going to, we would host accelerators at Infusionsoft headquarters. And then we'd also do this thing called a lead forum. right? And so I was at Elite Forum, and one of my partners was in there, and we were going around introducing ourselves and who we were, and I said, I'm Nathan, I'm the partner manager for the Central Region. And one of my partners in the room shouted out, Central leads the way, and I was like,
they're getting it.
It's real.
They embodied it.
So seeing that
huge
was just like, what? And we finished the year the number one territory in the company.
From the bottom to the top.
Worst to first, baby. It was awesome.
So these are independent business owners who are partners with Infusionsoft. That's what they do. They obviously help other business owners implement Infusionsoft.
Yes, among other things.
Sure.
Yep.
But, I mean, that's the...
You know what? I would challenge it to say that it's not about the software. Where the partners really leverage their expertise is helping businesses understand how to leverage the software.
Are some of those working in a particular vertical?
Some are.
With like medical
totally.
Or something like that?
Totally. Yep, some of them are.
That would seem to be a good way to leverage some knowledge from the business that they're in with the tool that matches it. That could be powerful.
Yeah, I've seen it work, and I've seen it cause some people to really struggle when they don't have an expertise, right? As a consultant, you're really what your role is to be a guide, right? And a guide's primary plan, a study over Donald Miller from the book Story Brand, is to present, you're a guide. Your job is to present the plan on how to achieve the goal, right? And so some of our partners don't have that authority yet in a particular marketplace. So by focusing on a vertical, it almost causes them to struggle even more. So sometimes it's even just encouraging them to just work with as many different businesses as they can to let that kind of present itself, right?
Are these partners, have they tended to be in technology and software before?
So much.
Are they coming from a business like a medical practice?
Good question.
I implemented this and, wow, I think I can do this with more.
Yeah. It's definitely a mixed bag. It's either... they're a technician of some kind, right? They're a digital marketer or they're a website, you know, developer, or they build apps, right? They have some kind of technical skill. Or what I love is when they were a customer first, and they were in a particular, it's usually service-based industries, mm-hmm. and they go, I can teach people how to do this exact same thing, and I can make a business out of that.
They have that entrepreneurial spirit and feel like, wow, this is a chance for me to jump out and do something.
Yeah, and they want to advocate, cool. You know. And they want people to understand, hey, I did the hard work here. I'm going to help you skip a lot of the pains here and get right to the stuff that's going to move the needle in your business.
Yeah, love it.
And congratulations on building that culture. You actually built a subculture, if you will, like you described it, of your region that people bought into.
Yep.
That's so, any culture is powerful. You just talked about it when you joined Infusionsoft in that culture, and now building that for your team.
Yep.
And it is different when they're not employees. But congratulations on that. That's pretty cool.
That's probably my proudest moment.
Yeah, clearly,
in Infusionsoft
right?
So far. Yeah, it's just, it's and it's not so much that we went from worst to first. It's the trust and the buy-in, you know, and just hanging in there with me. And there's an honor to that.
In a sense, right, honor and pride that once they began to see that this, even though we're independent, we are a team.
Yep.
and we can latch onto those core values and the mission and the vision and all raise our vibration together.
Exactly.
Yeah, love it.
Yep.
So, Syntech, we're here, obviously, you're hearing background noise. We're broadcasting live from Syntech today, ASBA's event, really to highlight technology.
Totally.
And you were our keynote today, right, on automation solutions for small business. I don't know how long you spoke, but can you give us a little summary of why ASBA had you here today?
Yeah. So, we had a really cool breakout session, and the theme that I wanted to talk about with everybody was, you know, Infusionsoft created the marketplace of marketing automation for small businesses. It didn't exist.
Right? I recall.
And that was our mission, to create and dominate and check that box, right? And now we're on to bigger things. We referred to that as our Everest mission, and that ended in 2016, and now we're on to what we call the Mars mission. That's our 2030 BHAG is what we call it.
Wow.
There's a lot of different flavors of tools out there now in the small business world that... you know, execute something flashy or similar to what Infusionsoft does. So there's a lot of choices, which is great. It's awesome. Lord knows Infusionsoft doesn't work for everybody, and that's okay, and we're totally cool with that. But what hasn't changed is there are still some things that cause small businesses that see early growth to just hit an invisible brick wall that either keeps them there or ultimately causes them to just say, forget it, I'm going to go get a job. Right, and it's that transition from someone who's self-employed to now they actually have a business.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to grow that business, and they're struggling, and they can't figure out why. And they're throwing everything they can in it, and they can't figure it out. So we talked about that today, and we talked about there's studies that have been done that find there's always breadcrumbs in success of others, right? And there's always a trend. And so it's just, how do you break down? What are those fundamental things that have to happen that allows this business to accomplish $1 million a year in sales and this business that does exactly the same thing, maybe even has a better product, but they don't? Why? And so we talked about the ways that successful businesses make decisions and what order and why. And so that's what we talked about. That was the nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a conversation that business owners have probably laying in bed at night with their partner.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're scratching their heads over coffee with maybe a trusted source or somebody within the company.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have more of those conversations around what makes a difference between a winning idea and a winning business.
Mm-hmm.
And those that, again, maybe brighter, maybe even have a better product or service, but aren't out there doing it. And
yeah.
And Infusionsoft is a huge component and mm-hmm. answer to how to automate, accelerate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very
and
much.
In order to put things in place so that whoever is running the company can be good at doing that piece of it and everything
yes.
else is flowing and whizzing and popping on their behalf. Am I right?
Oh, that's it. That's it. Because the phrase we use is like the CEO should not be checking the mail.
Right.
That just should not be happening, guys. And when you're a small business, that's reality.
Well,
you start
doing
yeah.
all that.
Right. You know, when you're self-employed, you're the chief everything officer, right? You
right.
you have 19 hats that you wear. You're good at probably three of them, and the others you just kind of tolerate and muscle your way through. Well, you can only muscle through some of those things for so long
right.
before you get tired of it. And that's the ticket.
That even happens in some bigger businesses that mm-hmm. have gone past that 1, 2, 3 employees
definitely.
Up to 10 to 15 or 20. They've had the checkbook in their hip pocket, managed the business by doing that since they started.
Right.
But
and
it's no longer a good use of their time.
Yeah, and what that's the almost one of the biggest enemies to a small business is success, because they think that there's nothing that they should be doing differently.
Right.
You know, and it's like, not entirely true.
In our entrepreneurial operating system, which isn't software, it's a management system.
Totally.
We talk about hitting the ceiling
mm-hmm.
and some things you need to be able to do to break through those.
Right.
And things get more complex. You've got to be able to delegate. You've got to be able to simplify, automate, structure. And the Infusionsoft tools are great for doing that when it comes to that sales,
yeah.
marketing,
yeah,
support.
You deploy it at different levels, right? And it's that, you know, that business that's 150 to 200,000 a year in sales, right? Maybe it's 1 to 2 people. You know, how they deploy automation is really around almost replicating themselves a bit,
right?
And just let me take some of these hats off and put them over here and still feel confident that they're getting done. But then you start to build, and now you have a team. And now how you leverage automation starts to shift more to leveraging processes, right? And let me create things so that no matter who I put in that chair, I know that the job's going to get done the same way every single time. And more importantly, those people can leverage their talents that I hired them for, not being my processes or being my procedures.
Creating something new every time.
Yeah, exactly. And so, because that's the thing that you hear about is if someone hires an Anita, is what I call her, right? They hire an Anita that just is game-changing for them and just, oh my gosh, I can breathe, I can sleep, I can go home at a reasonable hour, I can all these things. And then Anita leaves and it's, oh God, what do I do? Yeah, it's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I I'm thrilled that you got to spend time with us today.
And yeah,
awesome. When we talked to Ryan, business development at ASBA, I'm like, you know, let's just plan for 10 to 15 minute conversations with some of the, you know, your special people here.
Yeah.
And we've done a lot longer than that. So yeah. I hope I'm not keeping you from anything.
Not at all.
It's so fun because it goes so quickly. But when we have these conversations, John and I find that in the studio too, we'll look up and it's already been an hour. So with that, I would love to, again, thank you for spending time with us, Nate. And I'm looking forward to hearing more about where you're headed with your region and with Infusionsoft overall.
Definitely.
I shared with you before we were on air that Clayt's team did reach out and we had him on a show not too long ago.
Yep.
We need to get you in the studio and have you spend more time with us if you're open to that.
I would love to.
Okay, good.
I would love to.
Yeah, we'll talk more and not have to rush you out of here.
Sure.
You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki. We're broadcasting live from Syntech, ASBA's event of the year for technology, and you've had an opportunity to meet Nate Fulmer, Infusionsoft Regional Partner Manager. I'm Karen Nowicki, here with John Deiter as well. Thanks for being with us.